Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Hell yeah! Yeah!
Man, here's what I'll tell you is 7-3, all right? First division win, all right? And, man, how similar was that to the first game we played against those guys? Okay? Where you get the lead, and then it gets a little bit sideways in there, and we learned from that, and it took all three phases there at the end, all three phases at the end for us to win, all right? Man, we have got so much to tighten up. I can't wait to watch this tape with you guys, but it's going to be after a victory Monday.
Yes, sir!
Bring on in!
Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
You're going to get better!
You're going to get better!
You better get better!
You better get better!
Bears on three, 1, 2, 3,
bear!
Man.
Ben Johnson and his crew are having themselves a time.
But you heard the honesty
the
in there.
Being played in the background.
What's the choice? Educate me. What's the funky soulful choice?
You know that choice. Who loves that song?
Wait, no. So
that's
the
Zoom.
One. That's Zoom. That's what Kevin turned me on to. I had to admit
That's right. When you and Kevin Warren bonded over music.
Yeah. We bonded over music, and we were talking about Frankie Beverly and Maze.
A bond that has continued to this day.
We bonded over Stevie Wonder. That's right. He has not responded to the playlist I shared with him, Kevin Warren's Soul. He has not responded to that. But yeah, then he got us into this one. And Kevin is very much the focus after what happened there last night.
Well, yeah, because, you know, that's the building that Kevin Warren built. It was interesting because Kevin Burkhart, during the broadcast yesterday, said, man, you're not going to find a more beautiful stadium than this one in the NFL.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I was sitting there going, huh, that's exactly what the Bears are trying to do with what it is that they're going to do, obviously, I think, in Arlington Heights.
All right, let's get to this because everybody's talking about it. Like, last night I did the Fox show that you usually do, Lawrence. Either you do it or I do it. They never had us both. They should have us both at the same damn time. It was me and Gabe Ramirez last night. But I got in there and everybody's like, can you believe they gave Kevin Warren a game ball? All the producers, like, everybody's talking about it. Yeah, they gave Kevin Warren a game ball. Here's how it sounded in the post-game locker room.
Last one here, man, is a special man. And a lot of you guys don't see what he does behind the scenes, but he worked here for a number of years, okay? Ooh. It's his birthday tomorrow, and I know this one meant just a little bit more to him. Kevin Warren, what do you
think? Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
When you get my age, the longer you live, you recognize two words. Trust God.
Yes, sir. Kevin Warren.
I wasn't expecting that to be the way that he went, but I probably should have expected that with the That's the way it would go. But
I guess so. Your thoughts?
I am now here for all of the ad libs that go on whenever Ben or anyone in that locker room is talking. I am here for all the ooh, ooh, woo. I'm here for all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Warren, win the match!
The White Sox, they're one of the key sports franchises in the city.
That was a surprising. That was a surprising way for him to go. Extremely surprising. I heard from a lot of people.
He's always been very respectful of the White Sox place in sports in Chicago.
One of the key franchises. I heard from a lot of people who thought it was BS that Kevin Warren was in there. BS that Kevin Warren gets a game ball. Did you hear that from people? Did you see that from people? Does anybody feel that way of this four-pack right here? Because I know some callers, texters, friends of mine feel that way.
Look, he is in the locker room every week. Every week. I've gone and covered three games. He has been there all three times. Whenever you see the videos of Ben Johnson, he is there. So there are a lot of things that you might have a criticism of Kevin Warren for, and I understand that. He is there. Like he makes it a point to be seen and to lend his support through his being there. So I don't have a problem. The team president being in the locker room is not a problem for me.
And
he's been in there when it's been great, and he's also in there when it's been bad. So I'm not going to eat his lunch for that.
How about getting a game ball?
I do think that's a little weird, but
Kevin Warren, win the
We're the largest landowner in Arlington Heights. We own 326 acres.
It's a little
Danny
weird.
Is on one today, and I am here for it.
I think Danny it's might strange. Think it's a little weird. I think he's
no, it's really cool, especially considering it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Kevin Warren! But they can give out more game balls, right? Like you know, like
they could give three to players and also one to Kevin. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, he gave one to Cairo, one to Devin Duvernay. And one to Kevin. Here's the reality, though, okay? If Kevin Warren doesn't convince the McCaskies that it's time to stop hiring lackeys as head coaches.
He ain't coming for no haircut.
Ben Johnson doesn't get this job. If Kevin Warren doesn't convince the McCaskies that they got to pay $14 million a year for the number one candidate out there and give him the freaking keys to the building, which they have, Ben Johnson doesn't get this job. So that is the big boss. That's more so Ben Johnson's boss than Ryan Poles is Ben Johnson's boss. So just understand the power structure. And I've talked about you trying to build culture up and down if you're Ben and you're working with Kevin as you build culture and try to transform an absolute dog crap organization that we know was dog crap. That's your partner. Kevin Warren is Ben's partner in rebuilding this thing, and that includes ownership.
I'll say this, Spiegs, for me, and you know that I am filled with a lot of skepticism and cynicism when it comes to a lot of this stuff. I would be more skeptical and cynical if this was Matt Eberflus last year doing something like that.
Absolutely.
Where it would feel disingenuous. It would feel like a guy trying to save his job versus a coach being appreciative of what it meant to Kevin to probably go back there now with a team that could go in and win. So I there's candy for everybody, right? Like the team's winning, so everyone gets to have a piece of the success. So I don't really have an issue with it.
I can't get over the optic of like Flus go back to last year. This last one here, it's for the fans. Aren't you guys great? It's a game ball for all you fans. And he just points the football at the camera.
Wait, did that happen?
No, but Lawrence is saying, like, you know, you could tell if, like, you know, if it was a guy you know, at the end, you know, on his way out. Yeah,
just right.
Yeah, Matt Eberflus doing his best Mick Foley impersonation, trying to get a crowd popping, trying to get some sympathy. Like, Ben's got the keys to Chicago right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's got the keys to the organization. It's like, I don't know if George McCaskey has ever been in there for those kind of post-game moments. I don't know. But Kevin is the guy who talks to the McCaskies and also talks to Poles and talks to Ben. Like, You know, Ben Johnson is building culture up and down in that organization with his partner, Kevin Warren. And so I don't have a problem with him getting a game ball. I do think it's a little out of the norm, but I think it's understandable when you remember the context and the reality. Let's go to the phone
I'm
lines.
Right there with you.
I'm
totally fine with it.
Let's go to the phone lines, and I'll get to that that Caleb and Ben narrative somewhere along the way. But let's go to the phone lines. Andy is in Wisconsin. Andy is first up on a Football Monday. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, but don't forget the first place Football Monday. Secondly, just talking about living up here in Wisconsin, guys, it's, you know, obviously we've been really bad for a long time. And we're starting to gain a little traction with some of the talk shows up here on, you know, are the Bears legit or not? So that's just great. But The reason why I called was, you know, listening to Ben and seeing him on the sideline. I mean, he's obviously wants perfection, and he gets very, very animated sometimes. And then you got Caleb, who's just Mr. Calm. I think these guys, they compliment each other so well. I don't know if you guys caught after the game when Caleb was walking onto the field to do handshakes, he was shaking his head. And it wasn't because, in my opinion, he didn't believe, oh my God, we just won. It's because we should not even have got here. We should not be going to, you know, a last minute field goal to win the game. You know, so I just think they compliment each other so well. And then my question to you guys is, do you think Caleb's dad is happy he's in Chicago now, or do you still want him to go?
That's a funny question. We'll get to the dad part in a minute. But yeah, Caleb shaking his head was a very interesting thing. It caused people, and I thought it was, Lawrence, that he was like, he knew that they were fortunate to get out of there with
yes.
a win.
I agree with the caller wholeheartedly that it was – him being like, man, we could have won this game by a lot more. Maybe I didn't put the team in the best position. We're lucky to get out of here with a win, but we got to win. And I would say that I think that we're seeing Caleb actually turn into a little bit, like take some of Ben Johnson.
Absolutely.
And the way that he reacts to things. Look, it's a whole thing. If you want to go look it up on Instagram or TikTok or on Twitter, Ben Johnson's reactions to stuff has become a whole thing. And usually that reaction to things is him with a stone face and acting like he expected these things to happen. So if the quarterback is now mimicking the coach in that regard, I think that's good. And I'm okay with either way. I'm all right if he's super excited with it. Like, that's a good thing, to be excited for yourself and your teammates at where you're at. And if he's like, man, I'm excited, but we can do better, that's exactly the type of mentality you want a young quarterback to take on.
Yeah, I agree. And that's Ben's mentality. Ben says it in everything. He said it in his celebration, like the last 3 weeks. Oh, we got a lot to clean up. Can't wait to watch the tape with you guys, because he's going to tell him the truth about everything. This is the end of Caleb's postgame, 9 minutes. And in the last 30 seconds, he's got kind of a knowing smile on his face as he talks about what they have and have not accomplished.
It's a confidence builder for me to be able to trust them and put the ball in the right spot at the right time. And it's only growing. And we're at the halfway mark of the season, or two games, you know, or 1 to 2 games past it. And we haven't scratched the surface of how talented, how special we are on this side of the ball. And I'm excited to show it. I'm excited to showcase it. I'm excited to get up every single day and, you know, keep grinding with these guys and showcase it at the end of the day. And, you know, I think that's coming up. And, you know, you get little glimpses of it, you know, throughout games and throughout the season so far. But, you know, it's coming.
Yeah, I mean, he knows it. And he tries to stay positive and confident. Says, we're going to get 30 today. We're going to get 30 today. Okay, next week. We're going to get 30 next week or whatever. But, you know, he knows they haven't scratched the surface.
I think that whenever we – it's difficult, Spies, because, you know, you don't want to compare necessarily things from the non-football world to the football world. It's not always apples to apples. It sometimes feels like it's a little trite. But I think that everyone can remember a time when whatever team, whether it's your sales team or your business, things went well and people are excited. and you found yourself looking at the next thing or looking at, man, that was a great win for us. We should accept that as a business or as a culture or for us, like a show. Like, we had a great show, but there are things that we can make it even better. So when I see Caleb accept that there are things that can be improved upon, I feel like it's growth. Like that, and so the idea that, because think about all the things that people say about Caleb. I'm good with him either way. I'm good with him if he wants to be a cheerleader for his teammates, and I think that we saw some of that yesterday too, which we'll get to later on in the show. But I want him to feel comfortable in wanting to get more out of himself and his talent.
So 312-644-6767 is the number. Got some open phone lines. We're taking your calls on Spiegel and Holmes. I think Caleb's dad is probably pretty damn happy. He's got a great coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that part.
Right? Yeah, I think he's probably pretty damn happy. But phone lines open. This is Dave in Park Ridge. You're on Spiegel and Holmes. What's up, Dave? How are you?
Dave could not be available.
We'll get back to the phone lines in a second. Lawrence, here was the narrative that that I've started to see via text, and I heard from some people last night. Man, and I think Olin was referring to it as well. Ben Johnson doesn't trust Caleb Williams. He took the ball out of his hands late in that game. And that, you know, you want your quarterback to be the one to make the plays, but instead Ben ran the ball a lot. And Olin was guessing on the post-game show that Caleb's frustration was in part because he didn't have a chance to play a big role there at the end. And Olin said he's cool with that. He's totally fine with that if that's what Caleb's mindset was. The point that I wanted to make was, if you're Ben Johnson, do you trust Caleb Williams right now? Do you have to? Do you need to?
Trust is something that's usually earned,
yes,
right?
Yes, and I don't know that. I mean, we just told you about that possession when they were up 16-10 or up 16-3 and had a chance to go put him away, and he got sacked twice on three plays when he dropped back, and then thereafter he comes back and he runs the hell out of the ball because they can run the hell out of the ball. I got no problem with him using the run with a young quarterback. That's kind of the dream, is that you protect your young quarterback while you win games. I got no problem with that choice by a coach.
How about it doesn't have to be binary? And that we give him credit, Ben credit, for making the snap judgment in the moment. For example, we have a lot of evidence from the 2025 season of Caleb can lead the team down the field at the end of the game and score a touchdown. We've got evidence of that. We've seen it. We saw it a couple weeks ago. We
Yep.
saw it last week. Like, we've seen him be the catalyst for the Bears getting in a position to win a game.
Yeah, and they'll do that. And Ben said that he would have been confident without the big kickoff return. He's like, yeah, 50 seconds, three timeouts, I think we would have got it done.
And if in that moment, figuring out how that game was working and how there was a shift a little bit inside of that game, if Ben was like, you know what, considering that we are inside, I trust my kicker, we are close enough, whatever it takes. I think this is going to be a thing for me over the next few weeks if the Bears keep winning. I think that the way that the Bears win is now become paramount to them winning, and I'm not comfortable with that yet. I look at it as everyone has been trying to get to this place with the team actually winning. Mm-hmm. And now it's like the winning isn't good enough. And that boggles my mind. It feels like a fan base that has had more success than what the Bears have had recently.
Hey, man, but it's the quarterback. They were promised jetpacks, as you like to say. The quarterback's completion percentage right now is under 60%. Which is crazy. The quarterback.
I believe both quarterbacks were 50% yesterday.
He is.
They had the exact same numbers, I think, 16 to 32.
Caleb Williams is 31st in completion percentage in the NFL. And Ben Johnson said he wants him up at 70. Like, and there's reasons for that, and we can discuss it, et cetera. So, but that's okay because they're finding ways to win. This is what you do, is what Belichick did with young Brady, right? This is what. But it's also what the Jets did with Chad Pennington.
Well, but I do think that there's a big talent gap there between
I do too.
Chad Pennington and Caleb Williams.
I do too. We're waiting for it all to come to the fore in the full bloom of NFL quarterbacking, but it's okay to be running the hell out of the ball while you're waiting for it to come to the fore. That's just where we are in the process. You know what I mean? So I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it, but I think it's okay to acknowledge where we are in the process too.
It is, but it's also okay to be like, look at that. They found a way.
Yes.
You're looking for them to find a way to win games. And I thought that we were in a place where people would rather they win them than lose them.
Yeah. Wait, no, and a lot of people are disagreeing about the Caleb Trust thing. So we can get to some of those texts and some of those calls as we roll on here, Lawrence. And by the way,
312-644-6767 if you would like to get on the air and talk about the Bears, your first place Chicago Bears. We'll take more of your phone calls and talk about them being 7-3, which is wild. It's Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Little play action. Pressure coming. McCarthy steps up, throws, and it's intercepted by Byard.
I don't think as a team we've developed that killer instinct just yet. You know what I mean? Like, too many opportunities in that second half where we could have either gone up by two touchdowns, and I think at that point the game probably would have been over. But you give a really talented team like that, you know, an opportunity to, you know, continue to just keep chopping wood, and they did it. You know what I mean? But obviously, as a team, and we talked about finishing for 60 minutes, and we was able to do that. So very happy that we got the win.
Kevin Byard is going to be an All-Pro, Speaks.
Yeah,
he's
going to
be an All-Pro.
He is.
He's got five interceptions, and watching the way that he gets the interceptions, it's just, it's beautiful. It's beautiful to watch him bait quarterbacks, and he did it again yesterday to J.J. McCarthy, where he's like, oh, I'm just kind of hanging out here. I don't know what I'm doing over. Oh, now I've got an interception. Because you didn't know that I was paying attention to what was going on.
Yeah, he dropped.
But it is interesting what he said there, Speaks, about the idea that they've got to figure out a way to put some of these teams away earlier. Now, under different circumstances, this might be viewed differently. But with a guy who's playing at an All-Pro level and the team doing really, really well, I look at it as a guy that in that locker room, maybe Joe Tooney has more respect because he's got rings, but that's probably about it inside that locker room with this team. So when he speaks, I feel like it's with an eye on trying to make sure that this team doesn't lose sight of how to get better.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think Byard is a leader, is a trusted and vested vet, and he's also a guy who knows culture and knows about flipping culture from when Mike Vrabel did the same thing in Tennessee. So he's not saying anything that Ben Johnson isn't saying, and it's the truth. But I also think, to your point, if they were 5-5, you know, or if they had lost that game yesterday and lost another one of these cardiac games, and he was saying, basically, our offense needs to put that away, you know? And he went on to say even more. It's in Brad Biggs' piece about, like, he referenced actually what A.J. Brown said in Philly about, you know, the defense putting a Band-Aid on it while the offense isn't getting it done. And A.J. Brown's his former teammate. So I think it's great. I think it's the truth from Kevin Byard. I'm sure it's the kind of stuff they're talking about. And Caleb knows they got to do more. They were up 16-3 and had opportunities to make it even bigger than that. And they did not get it done. So, look, a lot of pushback on text to the whole thing I was saying about, you know, maybe Ben doesn't trust Caleb at some points in that game. And people saying, oh, it was the game flow. It was Flores. And it was that specific part of the time. I'm not just talking about there at the end as he's just running the ball. I'm talking about what he does along the way. Why should he throw more when he can have a 74-yard, 15-play drive on that Manungai touchdown drive where three third-down conversions are made all on running plays? All on running plays. The third and four call inside the 10, Lawrence, to run for it was freaking beautiful. Also knowing you're going to go for it on fourth down. I think in general, this is the second best running team in the NFL. They had 140 yards on 39 carries. That's how they're going to beat teams right now, more than by putting the ball in their quarterback's hands. And that's okay. That's my point, is that's okay right now in the process.
And the game situation matters. The texters are right. Game flow matters. How is this game going? Who is your opponent? Not every week is the same. So you might have to use different tactics to try and win a game depending on who it is you're playing, how they're playing, the momentum shift. Like, there's no other game like football where it actually plays out and feels like, oh, something just happened here. And now this other team is going to have to adjust to it. And the Bears had to do that inside of yesterday's game. I'll say this for Nine, that he does have it within him to kind of let go of what happened before and focus on the task at hand. His goals should be trying to do that earlier. Same thing with Caleb. Like, you want to see these guys like do it earlier, not have to worry about trying to come back. But I understand where Ben's coming from. What's the easiest path to victory?
Yes.
What's the way that we can get there and hold our heads high and walk out of here as a first place team? And depending on what's happening in the game, These are the decisions that you trust him with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point, that he's not supposed to be like a button-pushing coach. He's supposed to look at everything that's surrounding him and then make the best decision.
It's great text about Kevin Byard speaking up. Texter says, it might just be because they're winning, but they have the feel of a full team, not an offense and a defense, to which a player can speak up referring to everybody. You know, it's interesting. Like, they do have the feel of somebody speaking up and saying the truth and that being okay. And I think that's a great thing. Let's go to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Sean is in Romeoville. Sean is on Spiegel and Holmes. What's up, Sean? How you doing?
Oh, nothing. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
We're good. What's up, man?
Good. Yeah. I know you guys know these stats, but, you know, in 33 years of football, man, the Bears have been to the playoffs 7 times. And this fan base is so rabid and loyal to them. I'm speaking for the fans. Now, they can be in whatever place they want to be in. I mean, we're all happy that they're winning, but we're watching the games with eyes. You know, we know they're not playing the best football. They're not playing the best teams. We're happy that they're winning. But this fan base has every right to be skeptical. This is what happens when you haven't been really good for a long time. So, you know, and the Bears haven't really earned it. Of course we're happy they're winning, man. I'll take 7-3 as opposed to 3-7.
Yeah. But let me ask you this, Sean.
Sure.
Let's say, for the sake of argument, let's say they lose to Philly. Let's say they lose to the Niners and they lose to the Packers twice, but they win everything else. Okay? So they're 10-7 and they make the playoffs. Okay? Are you skeptical? Are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying it enough? Because it's entirely possible that they might be a playoff team at the end of the year, and you're still not sure if they're good. So what's the experience like for you?
I'm glad you asked that question. When they got into the playoffs at 8-8 in 2020, when they had to get a lot of help from other teams to get in, I was still happy because I'm a Bears fan, and if you're in the dance, you have a chance. So I was still happy. But again, this fan base has every right to be skeptical and not just accept the winning because they're winning based on what we've been through for 30-plus years. And that's okay, too. So, of course, if they're 10-7, they're in the playoffs, but they beat all stinky teams, I'm going to ride with it because I'm a Bears fan.
Yeah.
And you know that. I've been calling you a long time.
For sure, Sean. I get it.
I'm
maybe
just saying, man, the fans can be in whatever space they want to be in because they've earned it, and this organization has kind of done that to them. Yeah.
Sounds like Sean doesn't like us telling people how to feel, Lawrence. Like, I'd enjoy it.
All I will say is that we're.
Appreciate you, Sean.
All right. The thing is that, yes, you as a fan, us as observers, are looking at the Bears as a monolith. And that's how teams and team history works, I guess. What we're seeing, though, is this is Ben Johnson's Bears. You know, like this is what he's about and what he's trying to build. So I'm not sure that it's fair to hold him responsible for things that happened before he got here. And that's what I mean. Like, if you're just looking at this particular team, tell me someone in the NFL that's playing beautiful football right now. Maybe the Rams? Maybe.
The Rams and McVay are playing a pretty attractive brand of football. Stafford.
The Patriots are playing beautiful football?
Yeah, but,
right?
but even that offense, not super explosive, efficient, but not necessarily explosive. Like, every fan base, to your point, has quibbles, even the teams at the very top of the running at this point.
I just don't think that. I think that there's, for lack of a better term, there's a purity test that's going on that people are like, well, the Bears aren't passing that purity test. And to me, right now, where they are in this thing, and the hope is that this continues to mushroom and to grow. But where they are right now is the wins are more important than anything.
Here's Joe.
And so, yeah, the quarterback doesn't look like what you were promised yet. And I think that it's okay for people to have questions still about where Caleb is at. But you also should go, man, this can be a lot of fun. And I feel like people jump too quickly to try to be the smart person and be like, well, they're not playing as well as blah, 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 or blah, blah, blah. And look, like, if you're actually watching the rest of the league, how's Detroit looking
right now? I don't know if that purity test comes right away. Like, it didn't come in Detroit right away. The league didn't buy it about Detroit for a while. I was like, is Jared Goff really this guy? Is that what's happening here? Like,
they became the team that nobody wanted to play, especially if they had something on the line, like when they beat the Packers at the end of the season that one year.
Yeah, that's right.
Does anyone want to play the Bears right now?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question.
Does Aaron Rodgers want to play the Bears?
No, he's gonna fake a left wrist injury to get out of it.
Oh, he's faking it.
Because he knows that hell's coming to breakfast. That's what's happening. Hell's coming to breakfast on Sunday morning. Quickly, let's talk to Joe in Lake Forest on 670 The Score. What's up, Joe? You're on Spiegel and Holmes.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I think people need to relax, and they need to give Caleb a little bit of leeway because he's still young and developing. But what I see looks real good. Does he need to work on things? Sure. But I don't like, you know, to echo Sean's thing, the only thing I would disagree with, they've earned it because the scoreboard at the end of those games, the Bears won those games, and that's what's really important. How they did it doesn't matter, but we finally have a coach and a team that believes in a head coach who's smart enough. He realizes that, okay, this roster still has some upgrades it needs, and you don't have your best players, especially on defense, playing. So he's doing what he needs to do to give his team the best chance to win. I love it. I don't care what happened last year. That's over. People need to learn. Judge this year by this year. And they're winning. Bottom line, they're winning. Could it be better? Sure. But you know what? Rome wasn't built in a day, and this team looks a lot better just the way they carry themselves, their confidence, their belief in each other. 10 times better than I've seen in a long, long time.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. Yeah, culture's been flipped, and everybody knows it. Fans are referencing Joe Madden Cubs with a culture flip. I mean, that was a more, you know, a talented bunch. But, yeah, it's obvious what is happening here, Lawrence.
Here, I'll give the people what they want in the next segment, right? Like, the things that you should worry about that aren't going as well. There is one unit on this team that continues to put the Bears in a bad spot, but also put them in a great spot yesterday. We'll explain what we mean next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Everyone can see that, but I always, it's my unit. I always take responsibility for it.
That's Richard Hightower, special teams coordinator of the Bears.
The special teams unit very much under the microscope this year. The Raiders play tonight. They fired their special teams coordinator a couple weeks ago. There was some speculation about Richard, but he's here. And we'll see. You also read an article last week by Connor Orr in Sports Illustrated that had like all sorts of modern science and analytics and wisdom about special teams. And we're not so sure that Richard is reading that stuff.
I don't know. I kind of felt like one of the things that I saw yesterday was Richard either being aware or perhaps, you know, being aware of it through talking and watching tape or reading the piece. I thought I saw Cairo Santos yesterday hit a knuckle kick, and that's kind of one of the things that the league is chasing right now, is the idea of having a kick kind of helicopter into the landing zone and then take a weird bounce so that your team has an opportunity to pin a team back deep and not allow for a good return. Like the science of special teams overall with the new rules and where the ball ends up on a touchback are completely different now. And so everyone is trying to try different stuff. And so I do feel like I wish It's a like a tertiary story this week, but I do wish that someone would ask Cairo about that.
Okay,
if that's what he was doing, or maybe he just mishit the ball. I don't know, but it looked like that's what he was trying to do yesterday, at least early on in the game.
Overall, your thoughts on Richard Hightower's unit, Lawrence? You've become the principal spokesperson and critiquer. Critic, I guess, of HT's unit. Your thoughts?
Well, yesterday I thought that they were a net negative until the end. But that's why you play all of that time. Like, you had them giving up a lot of return yards to Price on punts yesterday. He had what a long of, I think, 40 or something like that inside the game.
Dude, the long punt return absolutely set up their first touchdown. They had a touchdown on two plays for Jordan Mason right after that long punt return. You could argue that it flipped the game in the Vikings' favor. Big momentum.
And even before we get to that, there were kickoff returns that were good for them. And
you had a missed field goal by Cairo.
You had a missed field goal with a high snap. I mean, it was definitely a high snap. The snap got down, but it was a high snap, and you've had some issues. But they didn't then redeem themselves. The Duvernay return may have been the most important play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to come out of that and put the Bears in a position, and I was wondering, I'm sitting there going, why wouldn't, if ever there was a time to not give a returner a chance, that was the time
and
to
Pat,
do that
Pat Manley,
Minnesota.
Yeah, man. And Pat Manley was great in postgame talking about it and said it was a counter, like a counter run play, that it was a counter return after many others that didn't go that direction. This was a counter by Hightower and Duvernay.
And Josh Blackwell had an earlier mistake on special teams, but then came up with a great block that sprung Duvernay to get that 57-yard return. And then, of course, you have Cairo coming up with sneaking the ball through the left upright to give the Bears a win. So I thought that because the team won, it's easier to forgive some of the mistakes that happened on special teams. But my overarching feeling about HT's unit is they too often are the reason why the Bears are not getting distance from their opponents.
Yeah, wow, that's interesting. Yeah, I think that is often the case. A couple numbers to add to that before we go back to the phone lines. Cairo now has the Bears franchise record for most 50-plus yard field goals in a career with 24. Torrey Taylor had a good day. 6 punts for 47.7 was the average, with 2 punts inside the 20.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
One of those punts looks better than it actually was. He shanked one of them, and it just got a great
nice
roll.
Bounce. That's true. That is true. Let's go to Fred from Beaver Dam. Fred, you're inside the Beaver Dam, and you are now in the score. Hello, Fred.
The land of Philadelphia cream cheese, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, formerly a Highland Park.
Outstanding.
It's nice to sit and watch these games and not say, oh, here we go again, or go down the drain, and they find a way to win. It's worth every penny.
You are exactly the person that I'm talking about. That's the part that people keep missing.
Yeah, but you don't like the other people. You don't like the other people, Lawrence. You don't like the other people who are not so perfectly blissfully happy. You want everybody to be Fred.
It's not blissfully happy. It's that, man, instead of living in the space where the dark cloud is over your head, where you expect them to lose, you've now been given evidence of them winning that game multiple times this year.
Yeah, and look.
It's living in the known.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to live in the known, which is that they're good. No, man, look, it's crazy that it keeps happening. It is week after week. I think it was 3 weeks ago that Ben said, I feel like I'm on repeat here. We haven't played our best ball, but we're finding a way. They're doing it again, and they just keep doing it week after week after week. But it's... damn, it's a hell of a lot more fun. And like we said in transition, last year the Vikings got to 14-3 and people still weren't sure if they were any good.
I will tell you, I wish I would have remembered the name of the spot. It's a spot, God, I want to say on like 89th and Stony. And it's a bunch of Bears fans that get together and they watch the games. And there was a video from there of them watching the last few seconds of it. And it was just beautiful, man. Like, just all this joy, and people are excited about the Bears. And I love seeing that. Like, I love seeing different corners of the city, like, enjoying it, different corners of our listening area, just enjoying it. The folks in Wisconsin who are listening or near the border of Wisconsin who are just enjoying their lives right now, Speaks.
Yeah.
That they are living in the place where the after years and years of just being stepped on.
Oh, dude, yeah. And even though Jordan Love was really good down the stretch, and they got that win yesterday, it still would feel good to sit next to Uncle Biff at family Thanksgiving and tell him the Bears are in first place. That would be a really nice thing to be able to say in a couple of weeks. And it'd be really nice to say, and also, we just beat the crap out of Aaron Rodgers at Soldier Field. You guys watch that? Did you see his left hand completely come off Like, and then, yeah, I know they sewed it back on, but yeah, the Bears knocked off his left hand in its entirety, and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I love the Stacey Dales, your former owner, you know, Aaron Rodgers, when she said that twice last week.
Yep, yep, yep.
It would be great if they were able to get it against him, but even if they just get a win against whomever is quarterbacking the Steelers next week, they need three. They need three out of the next seven. Get to 10.
It's 670. The score is Lawrence Holmes. I'm Matt Spiegel. It's Spiegel and Holmes. Adam Hogue from CHGO will join us in 1 hour. When we come back, Tom Brady was pretty good yesterday. And he taught us some stuff, some little things and some big things as well. Let's discuss that broadcast and see if the listeners agree that Brady enlightened us a bit. Keep it right here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.